What's up, guys? Welcome back to 21 Days of Prayer. Mike here, and we are on day six of 21 Days of Prayer. Today, we are talking about making room by quitting. And we're going to start by reading out of Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. It says this, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Now, you've probably heard it said that quitters never win and winners never quit. And that's true in so many areas of life. If you're trying to gain muscle, you can't get muscle by quitting the gym. You got to go to the gym. If you're trying to climb a mountain, you can't stop in the middle. And if you're trying to run a 5K, don't expect a gold medal only by running the first 2.5K and then going to Wendy's. Like, you get the point, even though a Baconator sounds pretty good right now. But hear me out. What if quitting is an essential key to living the lives that God has called us to? We just have to quit the right things. One of my favorite authors, Bob Goff, talks about how he quit something every Thursday. It sounds pretty crazy, right? But if I was him, I would be tempted to do things like quitting broccoli or quitting changing the oil in my car, just not doing the annoying things in life. But that's not what he's talking about. In our attempts to be more like Jesus, there can be so many things that weigh us down and hold us back from the fullness in life that Jesus promises. What if we quit those things? What if we quit the bad habits? What if we quit distractions? What if we quit the unforgiveness we have towards someone? What if we quit believing the lies that have been spoken over us or that we tell ourselves? What if we quit reliving our worst mistakes? What if we quit believing that we have to be perfect all the time? This list could go on and on forever. If we're going to make room for what God has for us, we need to be the best kind of quitters. In Philippians, Paul talks about how he's quitting the stuff that's in the past. He's letting it go, and he's pressing on towards the goal that God has for him. So let's do that together. Quit what lies behind and press towards our goal to be more like Jesus. So in closing today, let's think about this. What's something that you can quit today to make more room for what God has for you? I'm praying that you quit the right things and that you press towards everything that God has for you. Thanks for joining us today, guys. I can't wait for tomorrow as we continue 21 Days of Prayer.